In the night, on Amavasya day, there is pitch darkness everywhere. Everything appears one. One cannot see things as they are. In the same manner, even after studying so many spiritual literature, people remain absorbed in confusions, bewilderments, doubts. And they are not able to ascertain the absolute truth with clarity. And this pitiable situation is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam as due to the challenging nature of the tiny jiva against the Supreme Lord. If one adopts a challenging spirit, then Krishna reserves the right not to expose himself to such an insignificant spark jiva who is susceptible to fall down by contacting Maya. Such a jiva cannot access Krishna because Krishna doesn't give him access. He says, Naham prakasha sarvasya yogamaya samavrataha. Mudo yum nabhi janati lokamam adhimavyayam. He says that. But at the same time, if the jiva becomes submissive and letting his ear through the oral reception in Guru Parampara, that submissiveness, that surrender, that service spirit of the jiva and willingness to listen to the Lord with, in a mood of humble surrender, that helps the jiva to wake up. Krishna, he is so kind. The love for the Lord, for the jivas in this world, becomes very easily understandable by the Lord's gestures. Like he himself personally descends in this world. He gives Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. He sends his devotees. He appears in various forms as the holy name and the holy prasad and holy places and holy rivers. All these things go to prove that he is very interested in helping the jiva get relieved from matter and go back to Godhead. Therefore, when he comes as son of Devaki, he is called Devaki Nandan. He is coming as son of Vasudev, he is called Vasudev. He is coming as son of Yashoda, Yashodanandan, or Nandanandan. He is coming as a friend of Arjuna, Parthasarathi. He becomes a lover of the cows, is Govinda. So in this way, Lord has millions of names with which he makes his presence, even in this world, very liberally to all the jivas. By calling these names and remembering the Lord in a mood of submissiveness, the jiva can cut the knot between the spirit soul and the matter, and that knot is called ahankara. When the ahankara knot is cut, the jiva becomes relieved from fruity work. Fruity work means action and reaction, doing something materially good, materially bad, and enjoying some material pleasures and material pains, suffering from insult and delighting in praises. Sukaduka shitoshna mana pamana. These action and reactions, they sprout from the knot between the jiva and the matter. The jiva becomes preoccupied in his self-created duties, delighting and suffering in the world of matter, roaming around. He is struggling in a challenging spirit against the Supreme Lord, not knowing his true identity. But this false game for success can be stopped at once when the jiva adopts a submissive spirit and bows down to Lord in a mood of surrender and desire to serve and lends his ears for submissive oral reception coming in Guru Parampara. And the result is the dark cloud of doubts and confusions and bewilderments, they are cleared, and Krishna like sun arises in our heart, dissipating all the darkness. When the sun is in the sky, we can see ourselves who we are, we can see everyone else who they are, and we can see the sun also. Similarly, we can see Krishna, we can see all the jivas, and we can see ourselves in true perspective. So thus the jiva is given access to see the super soul, and hear from the super soul, and hear from the spiritual master coming in Guru Parampara. And one gets the clarity of sight, clarity of thought, and the jiva becomes very jubilant by uttering these names of the Lord in a submissive spirit. So one should approach in this right mood. Vidyate hridaya granthes chidyante sarva samshayah kshiyante chasya karmani drishta eva atmanishvare. So this verse says how the confusions and bewilderments and doubts are all like clouds of darkness. They are dissipated by the surrender of the jiva to the Lord. As long as the ahankara is enveloping the jiva, he has no ability to extricate himself from matter on his own. Therefore, every morning we make this loud call of the chanting of the holy name, falling at the feet of the Lord, begging for his mercy, admitting our insignificant position, admitting our susceptibility to maya, and begging for knowledge, begging for relief from this knot of ahankara which binds us to matter. In this way, this is the right mood and the right approach in chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And anyone who sincerely chants like this will feel gradual relief from the material bondage and the subsequent sufferings. And one is definitely ascending towards the spiritual sky. Harinam Prabhu ki.